Bearded Plissy coming to you from the Cigar Coop Coalition. Ben Lee behind the camera as always. Coop getting the scoop over there. We have Aaron Nielsen taking some photos. And of course, our good friends Trip Waldrop and Dennis Vang are pairing something somewhere. But I'm here with none other than my great friend Enrique Cejas of Matilde Cigars. Enrique,
how you doing, brother?
It's not the last day. It's finally, right?
It's not the last day, man.
I know.
I'm going up in the totem pole. I love it.
We had a run going. It was a fun bet last day and everything, but this is exciting stuff. So it's been a few years since you've had your own booth here, but I love this. Let's talk about this design. This is absolutely gorgeous, man. This is because colors are so important to the Matilde brand. I love what you did here. It's all about the seasons, right? We were talking about this before.
It's all about nature in Dominican Republic. For example, our Serenas are our mild to medium cigar. It's supposed to be serene. For me, Dominican Republic, what makes it serene is the beach. So we have the teal for the beach in the front part of the beach. And if you go in a helicopter or anything like that, you go at the top. The deeper you get in the beach, the darker it is. So our Maduro goes a little bit deeper in the teal. When it comes to our core lines, you have the Oscura, the Cuadrata, and the Renacer, which is the turning of the leaf. You got from green to a little bit more orange to the reddish side.
Beautiful.
And then our limited exposures, you have an orchid from the Dominican Republic, which is an endemic orchid, and then La Flor Campana is right here.
Beautiful. Now, you've got a couple of special things. The limited exposures are coming out. They come out seasonally, as we've talked about before. But is this a new size that we're seeing? Or?
No, actually, we're doing the same productions of Robusto, Toros, and Lonsdales. It's been a smaller production because there was tobacco we couldn't find, so we got to have smaller production this year on the limited exposure number two. Besides that, we have something special, a special edition.
I saw something in your hand. We're going to talk about this. What do we got here?
Let's give this to you right now. It's the Matilde Special Edition. Get the cello out of there, which is beautiful. So the Special Edition is basically what it is, a Special Edition. We are creating a few blends that we're going to be aging for a long time and then releasing. And this is the first one. It's a very special blend for me because it's the first time I use Peruvian tobacco, anything Matilde.
Okay.
And it's something that my dad loved. It's in his signature blend. So I was sitting there with Osos and Tabacalera Isla, and I said, I want to work with some tobaccos that I used to work for a signature blend.
Mm-hmm.
So we use a Peruvian tobacco, we use a Ecuadorian Sumatra and a wrapper. We use a Nicaraguan binder, and then we have the combination of Dominican, Nicaraguan, and Peruvian. The cigar is super balanced. It's got beautiful flavors to it. It's got good strength, but it won't hit your palate. It'll just creep up, which I love because you're able to smoke it, enjoy it, and then get a little bit of that kick a little bit afterwards.
Sounds like a well-balanced blend, really back to your family's roots with some of the components. You talked about the Peruvian tobacco, which is really exciting. Now, you said special edition,
yes,
as opposed to limited edition. Is there any differentiation there? Like, is this going to be limited quantities? Is this a one and done? What are we seeing?
No, it's not a one and done. It's okay. Not a one and done. We're going to keep on producing them, aging. Like, right now, this cigar is 6 months old. When it's going to be released, it's going to be about 9 months old.
Okay.
So we're going to do smaller productions, age them. Different types of blend. Once you smoke it, you'll notice it's a very different blend to what we usually do. So those special editions are going to be just different blends that we love, that we like. There's a few more coming in. We have something called Ella, which we've had for a while, but we're going to come starting in. There are just going to be different blends, special blends that we'll get releasing under the special edition banner.
Beautiful. Okay, so more to come from that. So right now we're going to see this coming in the summer.
Yeah.
Will be when we see it on shelves.
Correct.
What can your fans expect to pay for a cigar like this?
That will be retailing at $13.25.
$13.25. Beautiful. Beautiful price for a special edition cigar. Really going back to your family's roots. So it's really exciting stuff from Matilde. Thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes with us.
Friend.
I'm going to go ahead and take this one for me. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for always making some time for us, Enrique. Enrique Cejas, everybody, from the first family of the Dominican Republic.
Keep it, smoke it.
Cejas Cigars. Matilde Cigars.
Matilde Cigars.
Thank you so much.
Family. Dale. Bye-bye.